Hello, I'm Brandon House, and as I have talked about on radio and television, I received numerous subpoenas because of the many, I believe, lawfare lawsuits against Mike Lindell. Because I work with Mike Lindell, I've been subpoenaed several times. I recently, in May, had a deposition that lasted about 6.5 hours. I have another one coming up in July. Now, you know what's really frustrating about this is it not only takes away time and energy in studying and preparing for radio and television, but it costs thousands of dollars. The estimation right now is for that one deposition, about $10,000 in attorney fees. And we still have, well, I do, another deposition to go through in July. So again, we appreciate your support now more than ever as we continue to fight for truth and try to preserve our constitutional republic. If you appreciate all we're doing to push out free radio shows, free TV shows, and you also want to help us continue to defend these liberties and freedoms amidst all the challenges, we appreciate your support by going right now to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution of any size. That's WVWFoundation.com. You can also call to make a contribution over the phone, 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You'll find that at WVWFoundation.com. Our mailing address, though, is WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for your support.
Work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you guys are with us today. We're going to be joined by Aaron from Israel with an update from Israel before we go to some other news today. Some disturbing news that I just learned about this on my Worldview report tonight. I put it in my Worldview report tonight, and we hinted at this a few weeks ago that this was coming, and now apparently it's actually passed the House and the Senate in Illinois, and that is the amendment to a bill in Illinois that will allow non-citizens, illegal aliens, to wear police uniforms, wear a badge, and have the powers to arrest U.S. citizens. Now, there's a lot of reasons I avoid Illinois and have for years. One is their position on the Second Amendment. The other is it's a super-duper corrupt state. How many of their governors have gone to prison? And now this might be another reason, sadly, to avoid Illinois, which is horrible to say because there are a lot of wonderful people, and I have family members that live in Illinois. But I avoid that state and only go there if I absolutely have to. Other than that, I avoid it. And here will be another reason to avoid the state of Illinois. This just passed the House. It passed the Senate. All it needs now is the signature of the governor. And they can start hiring illegals to wear the uniform and carry a badge and a gun and have powers to arrest U.S. citizens. Now, is this not laying down the legal precedent for empowering U.S. troops in the United States with police powers? Of course it is. They probably already have it under some kind of international agreement at the right time, the right place, in regards to some national event or national emergency or international emergency. But how many of you are comfortable with the idea of illegals coming to America, taking U.S. jobs, and then having the powers to arrest you, non-citizens? Illegal aliens. Well, that's where it's going. And that doesn't count the story we covered the other day that I'm covering in greater depth tonight at worldviewreport.com. And that is Chicago, among others, New York particularly. We concentrate with a whistleblower in New York that these hotels are filled at $500 a night with illegals. They're getting three square meals a day. They're involved, according to the whistleblower, in having drugs and alcohol in the rooms, illicit drugs, illicit sex, We've also heard guns, weapons. We've heard that children are being left alone for hours or days at a time. We've heard reports that there are, in one, this one hotel, the Roe Hotel, there are 2 to 3 children a week being born, and those illegal immigrants are getting car seats and cribs. Car seats and cribs. Now, I don't know about you folks, but when I had my children, I had to go buy my own car seat for the kids and my own cribs, and I was happy to do it. I don't want the government's junk. But I will tell you this, I'm getting really tired of the government stealing my money. Not only to send off to China and Russia, and in the Worldview Report tonight, I list off the millions of dollars in the last 5 years that we, the taxpayers of America, have sent to China and Russia. Why do you and I get up every day and work so hard only to give 40 to 50% or more, but certainly a good 36%, depending on which tax bracket you fall in, to the federal government to send the money overseas to China and Russia, of all places, and to give it to illegals to buy them food, $500 a night hotels in New York, not to mention the other cities, car seats and cribs. And by the way, they also get free hospitalization, free medical care, free transportation. Oh, and guess what? They were not required to have the COVID vaccine clot shot before being boarded into the hotels. Huh. How many New Yorkers or others who traveled there had to show that they had had their clot shot before they could get checked into a hotel in New York under the dystopian dictatorship of that city and their crazy governor, who's no longer the governor. Not to mention their crazy mayor. Who didn't he vacation, have his honeymoon in Cuba? Mm-hmm. But the illegals, they get away with no shot, and they get all this free stuff. Now, I don't want any of the free stuff. Again, I don't want the government to provide me with any of this stuff, but I don't want to be paying for it for other people. Do you? And certainly, if I'm going to pay for it for anyone, I would prefer it go to veterans who have had their limbs blown off because we've decided to go to war to advance the global New World Order, or go to war for oil, or go to war for some corporation in the Middle East. All the dumb reasons we've gone off to war that have no national interest, we never intended to win. And then when we did have our troops engage jihadis, and they killed them or shot them, they then try to prosecute them and throw them in jail. So if we're going to pay for hotels and all these other things, do it at least for people that have served in the military and who got injured. But we're giving it to illegals who are here illegally, and now they're stealing from us our taxpaying dollars to give to them, not to mention shipping it overseas to China and Russia. I don't know, again, how much it's going to take for the American people to wake up and realize Washington, D.C. is corrupt to the core. They steal from us and turn around and give the money to people that hate us. Not to mention the millions and perhaps billions and billions that go to their special interest groups, plundering the treasury, these Democrats, these corrupt uniparty Republicans and Democrats, both of them just as corrupt as the other. By the way, in Illinois, just so you know, the corrupt Republicans in Illinois helped to pass the amendment onto the bill that allows illegals to now become police officers or sheriff deputies. Yeah, the Republicans. Let me tell you something. The Republican Party is burning down America just as much as the Democrats. And anyone like Sean Hannity, who is clearly, I think, one of the most ignorant people on television today, anyone like Sean Hannity or Mark Levin and the rest of these clowns, and I dare them to come on my show because they don't know what's going on. And I'll show you real quick. They don't know what communitarianism is. They don't know what Fabian socialism is. They won't be able to keep up because they're not bright people, in my opinion. And that's why they got the jobs they got, because they're easily controlled. But as Sean Hannity and all these other talking heads want you to believe that all the problems of the world are the Democrats, no. The Republicans are just as corrupt. It's a uniparty. Aside from a few people up there Aside from just a few of them up there, most of them all are compromised. And yet we continue to let these people steal from us, plunder from us to enrich themselves, their special interest, while you and I work hard every day, obey the laws. Many of us have never taken a government handout, not even once. And we get up every day and we work and we have the money taken from our accounts to go to things that are illegal, immoral, and actually against our Constitution, our way of life, our values. That's on the Worldview Report tonight. I just got done with a production meeting, and it really got me mad. People say, well, anger is a sin. No, it's not. Righteous indignation, righteous anger is not a sin. But I don't understand how we've gotten this far that more Americans are not sick and tired of the federal government robbing from us and then using the money in this manner. What will it take for them to wake up? But I guess this is what the media does, puts everybody to sleep. They're all busy watching Dancing with the Stars and all the other garbage they watch. But maybe one day they'll wake up and realize they've been financially raped. And then you wonder why you get to the end of your life. You get to the end of your life to try to enjoy the so-called golden years, and you still got to work. Because your money, if it hasn't been stolen by the government taking it and giving it to people like China and Russia and others, and illegals, and their special interest groups, they've stolen it through inflation. They've stolen it through massive inflation. This is all from the federal government. Not that the state governments are much better, those of you that pay state income tax. We don't have it in Tennessee. They're stealing our money left and right. You know, I went to the home, as you guys know, of Andrew Jackson back in January. There was a very wealthy guy. I said to my kids, you know, it wouldn't be hard to be wealthy back then. There was no federal government stealing your money. There was no federal income tax. Wouldn't have been very hard to become too wealthy then. You actually got to keep what you made. Yeah. I'm not sure who the biggest terrorist organization is. Al-Qaeda? ISIS? Or the federal government. And I agree with Dr. James Thorpe the other night. He said the federal government of America is now a terrorist organization. He's right. They are knowingly killing millions. There's Dr. Martin has a report out now. There are 600 million people now disabled through the COVID clot shot. 600 million worldwide disabled. And our government keeps doing it and keeps pushing it. And pushing it on pregnant women. And yet they know what it's doing. Tell me how they're not the terrorist organization. Well, that's psychological projection they do. They call pro-lifers, Christians, potential domestic terrorists. Well, we all know that's psychological projection. We know the real terrorists are most of the elite, the deep staters in the federal government. Joining me now is Aaron from Israel. He texts me to say he has an update, and he joins us today. Aaron, thank you for being with us. And for sitting through
Brennan.
My opening monologue. How are things in Israel?
Well, let me just recover from that report that you gave. I'm in shock. I mean, I think you've got every right to be angry. In fact, people that accuse you and say that being angry is a sin, they don't know the Bible, because Ephesians 4, it actually says, be angry, but sin not. So it's okay to be angry, and I would be as well, just listening to what's going on. We also have our issues here, a lot going on. I've missed being on, Brennan. Probably the big news that, actually all the news at the moment is big, but probably the biggest piece of news is on January the 1st, our IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, they went into a two-week national military drill, which also includes members of the United States Army. And I've been in hotels with groups, and I've bumped into a number of American soldiers. I'm trying to squeeze some information out of them. But they're a bit reluctant to share anything. Is that music playing?
That is music. Good for you, Aaron. That is music playing. We come back, we'll get to him so that music doesn't drown him out. We'll give you his website as well. I think it's lighttothenationsministry.com, right, Aaron?
Correct. Lighttothenationsministry.com. Correct.
All right. And you can, he can be your tour guide if you want, folks, if you just contact him through that website when you go to Israel, if you want to go to Israel. We'll come right back with more of an update from Israel live. Don't go away. We have some new items at WVWTVstore.com. One of them is a vault of heirloom seeds, 20 variety of seeds in a big can, and it has a 5-year shelf life. Now, we've wanted to carry these for a long time, but our distributor said no because they could not keep them in stock themselves. In fact, they went out of stock for 3 years. Then they got them back, and I started begging them to let me buy up a big supply to offer to you. But they said no, but I just kept persisting, and finally they said, fine, you're a good customer of ours, your audience uses a lot of our products, and so we'll make it available to you. So we have secured a large shipment of heirloom seeds, 20 varieties in the can that you'll receive, and the can preserves the seeds for 5 years. We all know the fragility of the food supply. We know how they're probably trying to collapse this food supply system of ours on purpose, right? So why be under their thumb? Be independent with your own food source, and that starts, I think, with a vault of heirloom seeds, 20 varieties in a can. You'll find them at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You'll also find a lot of other items we've added in the last few months, some great survival gear that every family should have as a part of their common sense plan. Full details at WVWTVstore.com. Thank you for purchasing from us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. So as you purchase from us, you're helping us continue to push out free radio and TV shows and keep WVW Broadcast Network going. But you also get great products for your family, so we're all winning. So thank you for telling your family and friends about the great products available at WVWTVstore.com. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Don't forget about our Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up the middle of October. Full details are available for you at WVWTVstore.com. Also, information about the resort and the code to use to get the rate that we have negotiated with the resort. All the details, we'll have with us Dr. Andy Woods, Patrick Wood, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Rebecca Walzer, Todd Benzman. There's more. I know there's more. Those are the ones I'm just thinking of off the top of my head right now. Oh, Alex Newman, WVWTVstore.com. You'll find all the details there. The optional Thursday night concert banquet, the optional luncheon on Saturday. All the details are there, WVWTVstore.com. Joining me is Aaron, live from Israel, and his website is lighttothenationsministry.com, lighttothenationsministry.com. Aaron, thank you again for joining us. I want you to pick up where you left off, but my app that I have on my phone has been quieter, but it did go off a couple nights ago, several times in a row, one after the other. I mean, I don't know, it was 5 or 6 rockets. My wife had grown unaccustomed to hearing it because it had gotten really quiet over the last, 2 weeks or so, and it woke us up in the middle of the night. She said, "What is that?" And she'd gotten used to it, but she forgot. It's the middle of the night. She was groggy, I'm sure. She's like, "What is that?" I said, "It's the sirens. They're going off in Israel." So I am constantly keeping track of what's happening over there.
Yeah, thanks, Brennan. Well, firstly, it's good that it's been silent, but I'm sorry that, a few nights ago, we actually had a bit of an attack on our southern border with Egypt. An Egyptian policeman opened fire on 3 of our guys, murdered them. This is from Egypt. This is very disturbing. It was a random attack. I mean, for the most part, we have very good peaceful ties with Egypt. We have good security cooperation with Egypt. So it is just a random, once out of the blue attack. But It's our northern border at the moment that is a big concern. About a month ago, I gave a report that there was going down from the Iranians a multi-stage attack on Israel. That would mean from the north, Hezbollah, they are situated in South Lebanon. Then you've got the Islamic Jihad. Then you've got the Iranians. They are planning something. They are planning a multi-stage attack on Israel. So on June the 1st, our defense minister, Yoav Gallant, and our chief of staff, Chezi Halevi, they started a two-week IDF drill, which includes the United States. I also mentioned that the United States have given Israel a green light to attack. So our top military are saying, we are ready. And I quote our defense minister. He said that if Lebanon, meaning if Hezbollah, attack us, we will bomb them into the Stone Age. That's what he said. And I like this tough talk. We need this tough talk. This is the talk that our enemies, they respect. Not the nice, calm, let's negotiate. No, we need to talk tough. We need to show a strong hand. And so we are prepared. We are ready. And whatever may happen, we are ready. But we have other issues going on, Brandon. We have the, remember a couple of months ago, we had mass protests because of our judicial reforms. And they have not gone away. And in fact, 2 days ago, a very disturbing event happened. There were protests outside of our Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's private house in Caesarea. I live about 15 minutes from Caesarea, from his house. And the police and the security forces are very concerned. And we heard Benjamin Netanyahu, he put a stall on the negotiations because he said, I do not want to be guilty of leading the nation into a civil war. But from what I've been hearing, this issue of a civil war, it has not gone away. It's a real concern. The people on the left are not backing down. They're still going out protesting. The war with Gaza kind of put that to the side for a few weeks. Now that that's calmed down, the protests are heating up again because Benjamin Netanyahu, he wants to push through these reforms. So we got some internal, we got some external issues. Sadly, on top of that, and this is a totally different issue, but I think it's really important that the viewers know this, is right now in Israel, we have the National Gay Week. Pride Week. I think it might be an actual...
Oh, you know, we have a whole month. We have a whole
really?
Month here in the U.S. So if you only get away
seriously?
With...
Seriously?
Yeah, if you
month?
Only have it for a week... Oh, yes, a whole month.
God have mercy on America, Brandon. God have mercy on Israel. Because they are flaunting it. They have the gay flags everywhere. All around, not just Tel Aviv... I just spent two nights in Tel Aviv with the group that I have at the moment. I have a group from Austin, Texas, and everywhere we went, there were parades, there were flags. So on one hand, you know, when we look at the prophetic word for God restoring his ancient people back to their homeland, rebuilding the desolate places, amen. We say amen to all that. It's happening. Obviously, we see the hand of the Lord behind all this. But what does the scripture say? God will not be mocked. And there is a lot of rampant sin going on in our land. We have over 35,000 reported abortions every year here in Israel. We have our corruption. We have our political blackmailing and all of that. So I don't want to bring out all of our dirty laundry, but I think it's good for the viewers to know that we, even though we are a called nation, a called people, God has his hand on us. There is a day of reckoning. We do need correction. And this is one of the reasons why we read in the scriptures why God allowed enemies to attack us. It was kind of his way of spanking us, his way of humbling us, turning us back to him. Nobody wants it. It's very uncomfortable. But and I'm not preaching and saying that that's what is going to happen. But we have these issues, these social issues. We have our very strong left-wing liberal agendas. But having said that, a big part of our government at the moment are right-wingers. They are religious. They are working hard at throwing out a lot of the LGBT agendas in the education system. So it's almost like a tug of war, you know, when you play with two teams on a rope. And it's kind of being back and forth, the religious, the secular. It's a big schism in our country. And just like in the United States, there's so many similarities. The sad thing about that is the scripture that a kingdom or a nation or a house divided will not stand. Now, we had our war with Gaza a month ago, and we were able to put everything aside, all of our social issues, all of our arguments, all of that, and we became very united. So what do we pray for here, Brandon? What do we pray? Do we pray for more war so that we can have a strong unity? No, we don't pray for that. But we pray for conviction. We pray that people will, you know, like you said, that when will people wake up? There's a verse in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul, he says, if the sound of the shofar is not loud, then the people will not gather. And we, as watchmen on the wall, we are the voice of the Lord. We need to sound the alarm. We need to go out and we need to share the message that, yeah, God is a gracious God, a merciful God, but he is also a just God. And, you know, the book of Amos the prophet said, prepare to meet thy God. These are difficult days. They're exciting days. But, you know, on top of all of that, Branham, we have a new development. Your Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, right now as we're talking, he is in Saudi Arabia. I think he might have left by now, but he's been in Saudi Arabia today discussing building ties with Saudi Arabia, America and Saudi Arabia, that is. But he's also trying to wager a further increase in the Abraham peace accords by wagering a peace deal between Israel and Saudi Arabia. And when Benjamin Netanyahu was re-elected in November last year, one of the first things he said is we want to make a peace with Saudi Arabia. So that's picked up a little bit more momentum as well, thanks to Anthony Blinken. But we're on alert. Anything could break out at any moment. It's kind of like the Lord said, there's going to be wars. There's going to be rumors of war. And he said that this is going to be like the beginning of birth pangs. And so
let me ask you this, Aaron.
Yes.
You mentioned civil war breaking out in Israel. Of course, we could have a civil war here in America as well. But what would a civil war in Israel look like? What would that look like? Because we think about civil war in the context of the civil war we had in America here, you know, many, many, many years ago. But what would a civil war look like in Israel?
Oh, my gosh. That's a huge question. A civil war could be, you know, I'll give you an example. When in 2007, when our prime minister at the time, Ariel Sharon, pulled 7,000 Jews out of the Gaza Strip. Do you know what happened? Some of those Jews that were in the Gaza Strip were religious Jews. Some of the police and the soldiers that were ordered to pull them out, they didn't want to do it. Why? because they were relatives of some of the people in the Gaza Strip, and they were commanded. There was one soldier who refused to do it. And he, in other words, he refused orders, and he was made an example of. So I see one of the things may start within the police. It may start within the army. We saw that. Remember, we saw that a couple of months ago when our defense minister, Yoav Gallant, he went against Benjamin Netanyahu. Remember, he was sacked, but then he was reinstated. Mm-hmm. But our own defense minister undermined our prime minister. So that's one way of a civil war may break out from within the military and within the police.
We'll pick it up there and have you add more to that on the other side of the break. Also, I want to ask you about a timetable. An awful lot of talk about Israel going it alone against Iran, as they have now enough uranium to enrich at least 5 nuclear weapons. So the question is, what would it look like if Israel goes on full force a war, kinetic war against Iran? They're already hitting kinetically sites of Iran in Syria, but a real war with Iran, what would that look like for Israel? We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Check out the emergency supplies we have at WVWTVstore.com. We have potassium iodine that you use to protect your thyroid if there's a nuclear emergency. 100-hour candle. We have emergency fuel bucket, 2-gallon, 5-gallon surgical kit for stitches. Maybe there's an emergency and you can't get to the doctor, but you have a doctor or nurse practitioner in your neighborhood. Make sure you have the supplies you're going to need on hand for them to help, including a full EMT trauma bag. How about the self-powered indoor space heater and stove? We also have water purification systems. We have Ready Hour blood clot powder. We have the solo stove that you use to build a little fire outside, and then you put the two-pot system over top of that to boil the water to make the freeze-dried food. You'll find a lot of important emergency supplies at WVWTVstore.com. You can also call 901-468-9357. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us, Worldview Radio. Our website, worldviewradio.com. Our guest is Aaron. He joins us from Israel, lighttothenationsministry.com. If you want to ever contact him or have him lead your tour or your tour group in Israel, he'll set all that up for you, handle it all. He's been doing this for years and years and years, a licensed tour guide there in Israel. lighttothenationsministry.com, lighttothenationsministry.com. So, Aaron, we'll open the phone lines up here in just a little bit, but for people to talk with you as well. But what would a war with Iran look like? If you, I mean, I know you're bombing kinetically already, hitting Iranian targets in Syria, but it, and Iran is boasting of a hypersonic missile that they've got that could reach you guys in 400 seconds, I read a couple days ago. So this is getting really close. Obviously, when you are having, as there were released pictures of Netanyahu and his team running simulations, and they let it out, you know, that picture's out, of running simulations of going to war with Iran and being attacked by Iran from all sides, when you have the words that are being uttered by your military leaders over there and your political leaders, you guys are obviously getting very close. So, a couple questions. Do you believe that you guys will strike Iran before the year's over? And then what will that look like for you as a citizen in Israel? What will your days become like?
Mm-hmm. Well, the first question is so impossible to answer because we've been talking about attacking Iran, and we won't let them go nuclear enriched. But it's happening, Brandon. It's happening. The latest I've heard, they are on 83.7% capacity. They need to get to 90%. So it's almost there. It's almost inevitable that it's going to happen, which we've said we're not let it happen. But let's say we decide to attack. I don't know when that's going to happen. There's just so much talk about it. But nothing's happened. So what can I say? How can I answer that? How can anyone answer that? Will we have the strength of will to go about it? That is the million-dollar question. Now, let's say we do attack. There are a number of case scenarios which I've read for years. I've been reading what's going to happen if we attack. Firstly, like you mentioned, we have already attacked Iranian targets, but they have been inside Syria, which is just over our border. Iran is a massive piece of land. They have it's reported, they have a number of sites all around Iran that even the bunker buster bombs won't be able to penetrate. So it will almost be impossible to reach very, very deep inside of Iran. However, over the last 3-4 months, we have opened embassies in Azerbaijan and in Kyrgyzstan, and they are both Kazakhstan. I got that wrong. Azerbaijan and Kazakhstan. They are both on the border of Iran. So we have launch pads, but still, it will be very, very difficult to penetrate right inside of Iran. Now, if we do it alone, Brennan, we're going to be in trouble. Because Iran, while they are very weak when it comes to their air force, they're very weak. What they lack in the air, they certainly make up for in long-range surface-to-air missiles. They have tens and tens and tens of thousands that they could potentially launch at us at one moment. And like you mentioned, they are now boasting of having a supersonic missile. By the way, our defense minister said, we are ready to cope with anything that is fired at us. And that was in response to the Iranians coming out and saying, we have a supersonic missile. I don't know what he meant, but it could be our new laser beam defense missile, which basically is like pressing a button, playing a game of Space Invaders, and a laser beam will take out these supersonic missiles. Now,
or it could be that your government decides we're not going to fool around. We're going to end this in a couple days, and we, aside from trying to hit the innocent Iranian people, because again, I remind our audience, Iran was not always an Islamic nation; it was a secular government under the Shah, after the fall of the Shahs, when it became a Islamic Sharia government. Again, you go back and look at pictures in the 60s, and you would think you're watching or looking at pictures from Miami or Los Angeles, the way the women are dressed, very stylish. Not today, of course. Sharia, you know, they're covered. So we want to make sure we explain there are many, many people in Iran that are the victim of this Islamic regime. So I know Israel is aware of that and would be very careful. But surely Israel has the capability with something they don't talk about a lot, and that is their nuclear arsenal. And I would think they could wipe out some major, major installations and buildings and palaces and different things and probably in this thing in a couple of days, I would guess, if they have the nuclear weapons I think they have.
Look, I doubt we would go that route. I think the only way we would go that route, Brandon, is if our backs were against the wall, like in the 1973 Yom Kippur War, when Golda Meir was our prime minister. They say she was the only man in the government at the time. And we lost a big number of soldiers, a lot of wounded in that first 48 hours. She came on the television live and she said, we may be forced to use the Samson option. And what was the Samson option? Where he pushed the pillars and he took himself out, but he took out the Philistines. In other words, it was pretty obvious what she was referring to. So, but that was in the context of having our backs really against war. I doubt if we would go that route simply because the Israeli people, we love the Iranian people. It's the regime that is very difficult to target. And if you go back a month ago to the Gaza war, we won that war because we targeted the leaders. We assassinated five Islamic Jihad leaders in their own homes. It was precision strategy. It was brilliant. And they ran back with their tails between their legs. Now, can we do that to the Iranian leaders? Very, very different. The Islamic Guard, they are, and the leaders, they're well protected by the Islamic Guard. Now, the other thing is this, is if we are bombarded with missiles, they will probably do a lot of damage. We have the Iron Dome, we have the David Sling, but we can only take out so many at a time. And if we make a serious attack on Iran, not only will they attack us, but Hezbollah will attack us. Hamas, Islamic Jihad will attack us. The Syrians, now that the Syrians are back in the Arab camp, they've been welcomed back into the Arab League. It will be a major front assault on us. Now, having said all that, if the Americans, if they agree to fight alongside of us, then that is a totally different ballgame. Now, what I'm saying,
but that's hard to see under this regime. That's hard to see under this regime that is so pro-Islamic, giving Iran everything they want. I mean, you know, right now we're reading that Israel is very concerned with how much America is giving to Iran. These people are bought and paid for by China, which is in a military alliance and economic alliance with Iran. So I don't, other than maybe some token things they would throw your way just to, you know, for propaganda on the press over here, I don't see them jumping in and defending you earnestly. Do you?
You know what? It's kind of like there's so many mixed messages. One minute, they're releasing the sanctions on the Iranians. The next minute, the Americans are sending their navy over to do joint exercises with us. I'm getting these double messages.
Yeah,
we're getting
that.
These double messages. So it's really hard to read. I think the Americans, they are playing a very careful game. They don't want to get on the wrong side of the Saudi Arabians. They don't want to get on the wrong side of the Iranians. They don't want to get on the wrong side of anyone. The Chinese, the Russians, the Turks. They're playing it very, very passive. In fact, are you aware, and are the viewers aware, that in the last year, the Iranians have attacked American interests and targets approximately 80 times, and only about 4 times the Americans have retaliated. What is this? What kind of a military are we seeing? I mean, I, God forbid that I should speak out against the American military.
No. Feel right ahead. But we've got a bunch of perverts in the Pentagon. They want men showering with women, and they're pervs. I'm sorry, but we got perverts in the Pentagon, dark and hearted fools. They are defending China. You got the secretary. You got the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, wanting to understand white rage. I mean, that guy is as dumb as a box of rocks, or he's bought off, or he's debased. Or he's just dark and hearted fool. I mean, or all the above. I mean, but some of the dumbest people on the planet now are sitting in the U.S. Pentagon, which is really hard for me to say because I have traditionally been so much a defender of our police, our sheriff departments, our military,
yes,
our Pentagon, because
yes,
there was a day and time when we had men, in
yep,
those positions that were constitutional loving, Judeo-Christian values loving, law and order, patriotic, but now the exact opposite is true. This is
yeah,
just a bunch of disgusting people. So
yeah,
don't feel bad speaking ill about us over here, because it's the truth. The truth is the truth.
Yeah, it's very sad. It's very grievous. One other thing about the outcome of a possible attack on the Iranians and a war breaking up is the issue of oil. That from some of the academics and scholars here in Israel, professors, who I follow and I listen to, they say that this could lead to a huge bump, huge rise in oil, as a kind of as a retaliation. And that actually could lead to massive worldwide anti-Semitism. And for those of you who are listening, that may not affect you, but we are the only Jewish state in the world. We have Jewish communities all around the world, and this is definitely a concern to us.
Well, you know, we are always warning about that, and we're always trying to figure out what is it that causes all the nations of the world to turn against Israel, as the Bible says, is going to happen, which means the United States is going to do the same. So I'm always trying to figure out what is it? What is it that will be either reality or will be contrived and propaganda? I don't know, but you just touched on it. You want to take some calls with us? Let's take some calls. 1-800-347-9829. My guest, Aaron, he is lighttothenationsministry.com, lighttothenationsministry.com. What, your thoughts, your comments, your questions, 1-800-347-9829. He joins us live from Israel. 1-800-347-9829. Be sure to stay tuned for Crosstalk on 100 outlets nationwide with Jim Schneider coming up at 2 o'clock. Thank you for watching, for listening, for telling your friends about our broadcast and about VCY America and their free app and Roku channel at vcyamerica.org.
Book your tickets now for the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. That's right, this is the 20th year of the Ozarks Worldview Weekend. We've been holding Worldview Weekends for 33 years, but this is our 20th year in a row to be in the Ozarks. And the lineup is big. All the speakers are in person. General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, myself, Brandon House, Rebecca Walzer, Colonel John Mills, Alex Newman, Patrick Wood, Dr. Andy Woods, and Todd Benzman. We've sold out the last 2 years in a row, so don't miss out. To secure your tickets, you can purchase them online at wvwtvstore.com. That's wvwtvstore.com. Or you may call 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. The conference starts on Friday night, October 20th, Saturday, the 21st, and Sunday morning worship is on the 22nd. It ends about 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Now, we also have the optional Thursday night foundation banquet. That is sold out the last 2 years in a row. The Thursday night concert banquet. It's a full concert and banquet on Thursday night, and that has sold out the last 2 years in a row. You can secure your tickets also on that same website, wvwtvstore.com, as well as for the Saturday luncheon. wvwtvstore.com. If you prefer to purchase them over the phone, the number is 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. Don't miss out on the 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
All right, welcome back. Glad you are with us. Some of you have been asking, because I was in another studio, and you guys were, some of you are asking, where's Delta? Is she in the room? Has she got a bed? Of course she does. Whatever room I go to, we just, if one's not in there already, we kind of have a little bit of an inside track on those MyPillow pet beds, you know, so we pretty much can have one for every room, and we do have a few of them laying around. But yes, the answer for those who are worried when I was in the other studio, was she in the room? Yes, she was in the room. Did she have a bed? Yes, she did. If you want to go to a wide shot for those watching by television, just to put your minds at ease for those watching by television there. I don't know if you can see her or not. I guess you have to pull the lower third down. You can see her. There we go. You can barely see her there laying there. She's there. So a lot of you, she's got a summer haircut for those of you who are watching by television. Those by radio, she has a marine haircut. She got that on Saturday. I do that myself. And she loves it. She loves it. She acts very happy when she gets that because she doesn't have to worry about the Memphis Mid-South heat and everything else. So anyway, she's here. So thank you to all of you who have asked about her. She hasn't been on camera or talked about the last few weeks or days, whatever it was. So there you go. All right, 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. What are your thoughts? What are your questions? By the way, if you go over here to WVWTV Store, WVWTV.com. If you go to WVWTV.com, take a look at this. Here is the show we did last night, the segment, Does the Bible Describe a Eurocentric World Government? The reason this came up is because, as you can see from the other clip there, European Commission and WHO launched technology for digital health passport. Isn't that interesting that the WHO, which is the UN, is going to work with the European Commission, which has the technology, they're going to expand it and use that for global digital ID, which is laying the foundation for your ability to travel, buy, shop, go into restaurants. It's laying the foundation, I believe, for the mark of the beast. And what's so interesting is they're taking WHO/UN, is taking the technology of the European Commission to lay this system down, which then we went into that with Dr. Woods. Does the Bible describe a Eurocentric world government? It does, which is why it's so unique that the European Commission is going to be the foundation for the technology for this global Mark of the Beast system they're now laying down. I believe that's what it is. It's not the Mark of the Beast yet, but it's laying down the foundation for it, and it's going to be a Europe system. So last night, many people, including my old youth pastor, or my former, he's not old, but former youth pastor, he called and he said, when is that going online? I've got to share that with as many people as I can. That was fascinating. It was. It was an incredible Daniel 2, Daniel 7 presentation and discussion with my friend Dr. Andy Woods, available now on demand at WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments on anything we've discussed, either my monologue or my visit here with Aaron, 1-800-347-9829. Let's start out with Janet, line one, Janet in Illinois. Janet, thanks for calling in, Janet.
Thank you so much, Brannon. You just inform us. It's incredible. I would like to know if you know the bill number or more information. I would like to call legislators in Illinois about the bill regarding illegals becoming police officers or military.
Yes. Well, now the sad thing here is that this has already passed the House and the Senate in your state with overwhelming Republican support. I'm pulling it up as we speak here. It's in my news report tonight. And it's now awaiting the signature of the governor, okay?
Okay.
So at this point, I guess what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to call the governor's office and ask him not to sign the bill. Now, the bill was, it was an amendment that was added to a bill. So here we go. Illinois House Bill 3571. Illinois House Bill 35. Correct. It passed both House and the Senate. It was in the Senate floor. It was Amendment 1. It was Senate floor Amendment 1. So it was House Bill 3571, Senate floor Amendment 1. And
okay.
SA1 permits cities and counties in Illinois to hire non-citizens as deputy sheriffs and police officers in the same manner as hiring U.S. citizens.
So you might
want to let your governor know, because now it's awaiting his signature. And the state Senate passed the bill with the SA1 on May 18th, the House on May 19th. Only 20 Senate Republicans and 8 GOP House members cast no votes. Your Senate Republican leader, Dan McConchie, voted in favor. House Republican leader Tony McCombie voted in favor. So your Republican leadership in the state is for this. So at this point, you're going to have to call your governor and say, please don't sign that bill. No telling what that bill is about, because if they added an amendment to it, he may be in favor of it all the way around. But that's sometimes how they get things through. They put something that's pretty urgent onto a bill so that they get caught between a rock and a hard place. But at this point, you're going to have to let your Illinois governor know your thoughts on this.
I will definitely do that. Thank you so much, and thank you for bringing guests like Aaron on and informing us. I really appreciate everything that you do to keep us informed.
You're very kind. Thank you, Janet. Janet from Illinois checking in. Line four, Lee. Lee from Michigan. Lee, thanks for calling in, Lee.
Hey, I have a question for Aaron.
Yeah.
What do you think might be the trigger that will pull the northern forces down against Israel? Could it be a nuclear exchange that Russia will be, or whoever those forces are? What do you think will be the trigger that will bring them down?
Hey, Lee, shalom, brother. You know, it could be a number of things. It could be that, like we saw a month ago, when we were going through our judicial reforms and protests, we were fighting with each other. We were on the verge of a kind of a mini civil war. I gave the analogy of when hyenas smell the blood of a wounded animal, they come in and attack. And our enemies who read the news and see that we're fighting against each other, that actually could be one of the catalysts, that our enemies, they see us fighting and they move. They think that internal conflict has weakened us militarily, but it won't. It won't.
LightToTheNationsMinistry.com. LightToTheNationsMinistry.com. Live report tonight. Israel time over there. I think it's going on 10 o'clock at night over there. Live report from Israel. Aaron, thank you for being with us, my friend.
It was always a pleasure, Brandon. God bless you. God bless America and God bless Israel. Shalom.
Shalom. Aaron checking in. LightToTheNationsMinistry.com. Stay tuned for Crosstalk. BCYAmerica.org. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brandon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
We've been talking about it for years, and now it's happening. Many bank failures across the country, and many mainstream media are reporting that many other banks are likely to fail in the coming months. In fact, mainstream media is even reporting that many of these banks, well, they're in bad shape financially. We've been saying for years, if you took traditional accounting, took derivatives and all the other investments, put them on the books, many of these banks would be upside down. They'd be insolvent. Well, if you're concerned about the fact that the American dollar is going away as the world reserve currency, as Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Argentina, Iran, and others desire to gather a big global banking system and to destroy the American U.S. dollar. If that concerns you, and I think it should, then you might want to get the free information. Again, no obligation, free information on investing in precious metals. How to put gold in your IRA. The difference between bullion and numismatic 1933 and older coins that offer privacy by law. They offer privacy. If you want to learn more about this, and I advise that you do, you can get that free packet of information by calling Wes Peters, who I've been working with for, 17, 18 years with Swiss America and Wes Peters. Now, you can call him, or you can also just text him your name and address, and he'll put this packet of information in the mail to you right away. So you don't even have to call him. Just text him your name and your address. He'll put the packet of information in the mail to you, and then after you've had a chance to go over it, then follow up, get all your questions answered, and then make the decision that's best for you. To get that free, no-obligation packet of information from Wes Peters and Swiss America, the number is 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Text Wes today, and he'll have that free packet of information on its way to you.